Right now it's 8:40 on the ticket. And here is noted broadcaster Gordon Keith.
Well, our good P1 who runs something called the Unticket has wronged me. He apparently listens to this show and takes some of the things I say out of context and then mashes them up.
Wonderful.
Imagine that.
And it makes me sound like I am an insane person. And I just want to register an official complaint with the with our P1 Unticket for doing this. But I thought I'd play you something he calls Out of Context Gordo. Now, he's posted his second episode of this. I'm going to play you a little bit of the first one just to get you familiar with this. Now, trust me, all these things made sense in context. And they weren't wild. But out of context, well, you'll hear.
75% of the floor was covered in species.
Catholic money ends up in the hands of cross-dressing hookers. Shout out to this D-riding ass inn right here. A bedroom decorated in a princess theme with girls' clothing in the closet and snow white bedding on a toddler bed, and the bed also had shackles.
He was at that moment detonating in his pants.
She, quote, doesn't want to be an adult right now, naked, at a Chili's past midnight. I'm starving, and I want some cat right now.
I exhaled a cashew in the horse.
Her own urine. Drinks it, bathes in it.
Okay, can you determine what I was saying with exhaled a cashew?
Was that Billy Tubbs?
No, it wasn't. It was a story about a man who made love to a horse. And he exhaled a cashew in the horse. What's another name for exhale?
Blow?
Blow? Yeah, or past tense.
Blue?
Uh-huh.
And I got, what is that cashew part? I didn't get the cashew part.
What's a cashew?
Oh, I got it.
I exhaled a cashew in the horse.
Her own urine.
It's a funny word.
Drinks it, bathes in it, washes her eyes, and even brushes her teeth with it.
The diarrhea started up again after the accident happened and I was going to stop.
You can taste different things going through your body.
Some sort of a ball gag. You could she want you when she tell you she's single and in her pics she's sucking face with another N.
Man.
All right, now wait.
Man, I remember that day. And I remember backing away from the mic.
You guys forcing me to read tweets from athletes or something like this. I forget.
No, I remember one day you were just going off, and I was like, wow, man.
And I just want you to imagine me in a wheelchair at the window at the facility, the state-run facility, a mental ward. This is what goes on. I just sit there doing these voices. Oh, this Gordon, he's over there. He hears voices and repeats what they say to him.
She's sucking face with another end.
Oh,
I can't deny I was married.
Performing sex acts with diapers.
I'm waiting for someone to come blank me.
Yeah. Last night was the worst night, man. Ends ain't due S.
Suspiciously getting robbed by two cross-dressers.
My urine does smell depending on what I eat.
But then the diarrhea came and I didn't stop.
So, we learning about the cat. And the teacher tells me that when a girl jet streams, that's not an organism.
Visits to websites involving diapers, infantilism,
sex, and bondage.
He took his clothes off because his incident was going to be so tremendous in nature.
So when I got home, I took a pill for the diarrhea.
Cosby.
It's like I need cat every day to be satisfied going to school with a whole bunch of guys. But I've moved forward now. And I've gone back to being a child.
I love, love, love asparagus, but I won't eat it anymore.
Yo, my pops just drove by and splashed some Jewish lady with mad water.
He then had to start using pieces of his clothing for cleanup.
Aren't there options for a man that don't include
a horse? He is addicted to bondage, sadomasochism, and wearing diapers and frilly dresses.
Flavio Media.
I'ma marry a badass white woman someday.
Child pornography.
A horseman baby.
With strong, intermittently trailing feces on the floor.
Thousands of diapers in his house, many of them dirty.
I left because I had diarrhea.
Have gay sex with me.
Oh, geez. I was trying to make the horse have a baby.
A spermed lover. Why is he the mommy? The hookers were stealing from the schools. I said ball gag is actually a metal bar gag. I can't deny I have children.
Will he sleep in a cage in diapers with the cage door controlled by someone on the internet? A woman who not only drinks her urine, but bathes in it.
But I was upset and I wasn't feeling good because of the diarrhea.
He had a horrible movement of his bowels.
I'm waiting for some difficult rooster.
Okay. You know what that one's referring to, right?
It's a little lemony.
Some self-SNS. Playing with the handcuffs.
A mommy baby game.
Totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
So there's a sample of...
Man, you've said a lot of crazy things.
It all made sense in context, people. I don't sound that insane in my everyday life.
You know what that is to me? That is what is going to play in 10 years at your sanity hearing. And the judge is going to say, do you have any audio evidence that he is insane? And the prosecutor is going to walk over and say, as a matter of fact, yes, and press play.
All of this is taken out of context, Your Honor. Please. It all made sense.
As you're sending, you're sitting at the defendant's table in a straight jacket, screaming.
I had to use those voices because I didn't want them to be recorded.
Well, clearly they were recorded.
Well, I mean, in my voice.
Yeah, how about... when you do pass, and hopefully that's many years from now, get your permission to play this as an example of your radio work?
No, and that's
Gordon
my greatest
was in
fear.
Radio
is
in...
If I ever have great great grandchildren, they'll, I wonder what grandfather was up to. Great grandfather, yeah. And that's what they do. Wow, boy, he didn't contribute to any society.
That was on radio?
Of course, we're heading down such a bad path that in 50 or 100 years, that'll sound brilliant.
Yeah, this will be tame and brilliant. Yeah, this will be wonderful.
Real highbrow stuff that granddad was doing.
So I'm filing an official complaint against Unticket.
Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah. 848.